All right, now we're going to move to something different. We're going to be talking about aviation. We're going to be chatting to Putego Mojapele, a aviation analyst, looking at some new routes that have opened up both domestically in South Africa and in Africa itself. Putego, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
So let's start locally. Let's talk about the fact that Fly Safair have opened a new route, Cape Town-Hoedspruit. What led to that?
Well, it is after a very successful Kruger International, Cape Town-Kruger International deployment that they have started late last year. You remember that last year they embarked on a number of routes that they established, including Cape Town-Windhoek and Zanzibar as well. So they went ahead and established Kruger Cape Town. That has been a major success, which I have really never seen airlines succeeding so much that every day when you try to actually get a seat out of Cape Town, where I live, It's full.
That's
amazing.
So interesting, Putego, because, you know, one would have presumed that if that was the case and there was such a pent-up demand, that somebody would have identified that earlier. Why did that not happen?
It is something that puzzled me, because when I looked at the load factor when they started, their pricing bracket was relatively attracting, as they always do. Their pricing bracket always attracting. But one would look at the previous airlines that were there, the likes of Comair, and the existing ones that we have, your Lyft and SAA, by the way. None of those airlines have really seen this gap. Now, what the Council, Air Services Licensing Council, has done is they have increased the frequency on the Kruger, Cape Town Kruger, which is Nelspruit, to 7 days from 3 days, because they have Tuesday scheduled, Thursday and Saturday. Now, starting from next month, is going to be 7 days. On top of that, they are now getting Hoedspruit.
I'm so surprised. I just would never have thought there was that kind of interest out of Cape Town to fly to the game reserve. And if there was a flight to Kruger, like Skukuza, yeah, I get that. Why then a second one? Is Hoedspruit a particularly good jumping off point for the park? Pardon me, I'm a Cape Townian. I don't know about the park all that well.
Yeah, so there's a very good chance that the people of Limpopo, particularly at the far end of Limpopo, your Palabora, Zanin, and Manamulele, all other areas that have the most far end of Limpopo, they are now going to benefit out of this Hoedspruit, because now Hoedspruit is much more nearer to them. So you can see there's a mixture of tourism, there's a mixture of ordinary men and women that wants to visit the family across the country. And it's actually good for us, because what is happening now in the country is that we are now starting to see more and more people jumping onto the flight. We're reducing the number of people on the roads. We are now increasing the demand of the flight services. That makes the price to drop, because competition becomes more and other operators would want to join the queue and also provide the service. So it's good for us. I mean, tomorrow I'm going to be going up to Kruger, and strange enough, I'm actually taking Air Link, and Air Link has now joined the queue. They have dropped the prices as well, which is good for our customers. So it's interesting. And at the same time, also SAA is also getting into the market. They are now introducing Gaborone Botswana two frequencies, which is a shortest route that they are going to operate out of the entire network that they have. The shortest that they have currently is Durban. Now it's going to be Gaborone, which is going to be about 24 minutes from Oor Tambo to Gaborone. So they are going to operate two services, and they are also introducing Cape Town to Mauritius, SAA out of Cape Town to Mauritius, something that is very interesting, because there's quite a lot of cargo, meat cargo that Air Mauritius has been picking up out of Cape Town. Now SAA is going to be picking up that now going to Mauritius. So it's interesting, and I'm really quite excited to see
It's
all these changes
long,
happening.
long overdue. I remember in the days when I used to work and I flew to Gaborone quite often, it was a huge problem. The line was not serviced well enough. You had to fly in one day, leave the next day. There weren't options. And the pricing was just insane. The cost to fly, as you said, 24 minutes was just ridiculous. I mean, you pretty much could have flown halfway to Europe for the same amount of money. So good to hear what you're saying about the costs decreasing. That's certainly a massively positive development. Talk to me also about SAA now. Apparently, increased frequencies, Joburg, Lagos, and Joburg, Accra. Once again, same question. Why?
So SAA went on the market to look for the long haul aircraft. So they went and get into agreement with at least company called HiFly, and they did manage to get a wet lease contract with HiFly of the A330 300, which complements the fleet that they have. They also managed to continue operating with the 340 300, and that has also joined the Accra route as well as the Lagos. So Lagos is going to have more frequency. Accra is also going to increase frequency. So what SAA strategy is here is that they've realized that the local market seems to be very much dominated by the likes of SAF Air and other operators like your Lyft and so on. Now, their fortunes are more on region because regional, because when they get into regional, they don't have to be worried about somebody behind them charging a little bit lesser than what they could charge. They could easily get what they need, and I mean, SAA is highly respected brand out in Africa, particularly in the West, because there isn't any dominant airline in the Western African region. So they seems to have their eyes firmly on that market, and they are capitalizing on that. They seems to get quite more into the western part of Africa, and I think the strategy will work, considering the fact that they could, continue to have all their numbers in check, because one of the things that we don't want is to have the airplane flying to these places and not making any money out of that. So they need to be very much firm on that, and give us a proper audited financial, so that when we talk about these things, we know what we are talking about. We're not just thumbsucking, looking at a load factor as it appears on the system. So it is important that they also check on that. But so far, so good for our airlines in the country. I'm actually quite excited that we have in this kind of growth in the industry.
I think it sounds incredibly exciting. I'm just thinking to certain barriers that one used to encounter on these flights, the need for visas specifically to SADC countries like Mozambique. I mean, it just seemed ridiculous. It seemed ridiculous that that was even considered an international flight when really it shouldn't have been. The need to get visas, for what reason, I've never understood. Do you think there's going to be some sort of attempt to harmonize SADC country travel within SADC countries, given the increased passenger loads?
So when you are a South African and carrying the green mamba, as we call it,
Yes.
within the SADC and most of other countries up in the east as well as the west, you don't require
They
any
stopped that
visa
now. That's interesting,
at
'cause 2 years
all. They
ago,
have stopped
needed it.
that.
Oh,
No, definitely
about time.
there isn't country, including Mauritius. As far as Mauritius, there's no visa for you. You can just jump onto the flight from Cape Town, from Johannesburg, and go anywhere you want in Africa. There's definitely no visas that is particularly around SADC. There would be some countries, but even then, when you land to those countries, it would be at the airport where you would then request to get a visa
Well,
when you
that's
get
right.
there.
But I mean, you stood in queues for hours. It was not fun.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, that's Africa for you. But
Yeah,
we're
gotta
gonna
fix
have
that.
to, here in South Africa, we have to set the bar higher so that all other countries, they can learn from us in South Africa, because we seems to have figured out the systems that work around the world. So if we are not able to show our people what we can offer, I guess we will be counted as such as other countries in Africa. But so far, so good for us, I think.
Potejo, there's another new route, another new flight, I should say, not a new route that we haven't discussed. That is Joburg, Dar es Salaam. What's driving that growth? Tourism, business, what is it?
Yes, Dar es Salaam seems to be, you see, in Dar es Salaam, there's quite a lot of the East African community business transaction that happens there. There's also a lot of those that would want to do safari in East African, particularly around East Africa. They go all the way into the Kenya, the migration period, and so on. But mainly, it's more of business that we see, because they're also traveling at night, leave Johannesburg quite late and land the early hours of the morning, which is something that I think it works out well for the airline, because they are maximizing the utilization of the aircraft. It doesn't stay during the night. It flies, it generates income, it
Sure,
lands back in the morning.
sure.
So that actually increases the capacity. But the number of passengers that goes there is a mix of business as well as the community that wants to go do the tourism in the East Africa, because they also have the same big parks, migration, animal
Sure.
migration. So you do have a lot of other passengers that wants to go to East Africa for that, other than what they could find in South Africa in the likes of Kruger and many other national parks that we have in the country.
Potejo, a selfish question. When those of us who head off to the Cape at the end of the year do what we do and we arrive at the airport, are these increased loads going to affect the way we are processed? Are the airports going to manage to keep up with the increased demand? And related to that, air safety, if you could address both those issues.
So AXA has addressed the media in a couple of weeks ago, where they were outlining the changes that they have made and they continue to make as far as the security is concerned, as far as the upgrade of the infrastructure within the facility of the airports, including the here in Cape Town and in Johannesburg international side of the airport. So there has been a significant amount of contractors that we have seen improving the facility, and we are hopeful that during the time when the peak season start, where people are now coming over here in Cape Town and vis-a-vis, we will be able to see the improvement on that infrastructure. It is worth noting that some of the issues that were there, it is basically, the facility get worn out as time goes on. But if you don't have a proper maintenance plan in place, sometimes these things they come back and bite you, as it has happened.
Potejo Mojapele.
Size has never been Airport size has never been anticipating the amount of
Yes.
load that they are enjoying currently, particularly from the domestic side. So AXA is now working very hard on trying to increase the capacity of the domestic terminals, so that at least they can cope with the demand that comes with the domestic, because the bulk of the passengers that does Cape Town, it's mainly domestic, not much of international. International, it's at small scale. However, it is significant also that it overflow into the domestic terminal. OR Tambo, it's a project that is going to take time for them to finish, but we're hopeful that very soon it would have been completed. And we are not anticipating the price increase as far as tickets are concerned, because there's quite a number of services as compared to the previous years. SAA has increased the fleet on the narrow bodies and on the wide bodies, so it means that During December time, we will not be struggling, hustling to find the cheaper tickets. It would be very good for our passengers also to start looking into making their plans right now, so that when that peak season starts, they don't have to be caught caught while the prices are now going to be going up.
Putego Mojapere, I really enjoyed talking to you this afternoon. Thank you for your time. That was so interesting.
Thank you so much for having me. Much appreciated, and have a lovely afternoon.